Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM welcome you to new episodes of Your Stories, Our Community. We will be interviewing people from a diverse range of backgrounds and life experiences from around the Harvey area. 12 current volunteer Harvey Community Radio announcers will conduct the interviews, and station manager Ian Taylor will coordinate the project and is the producer of the recordings. Harvey Community Radio is thankful for the financial support for the project by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and the Shire of Harvey. Welcome to Your Stories, Our Community.
Harvey Community Radio, and today I'm interviewing Annie Ritikas, a local resident and a business owner. Welcome, Annie. How are you?
Hi, Angela. Thank you for having me.
Oh, really good. So, Annie, how long have you been in the Harvey area, and what was the reason for you coming here?
I've been here for 16 years now, Angela. I was living in Sydney just prior to coming to Harvey. I knew I wanted to move back to WA, but I didn't really know what I wanted to do, and all I knew was that I didn't want to live back in Perth for some reason. I had a flat in Perth, and I could easily have moved back there, but my sister Pippa was living here in Harvey, and she had some kids, my nephew and two nieces, and so I thought I'll move to Harvey.
Perfect. So Annie, I just said you are a business owner as well. Can you tell me a little bit about your business?
I've got, in 2020, I opened a store in town called Local Emporio, and we sell clothing, accessories and giftware, and I also offer an alteration service there. I have a background in fashion. I used to have a bridal store in Perth, and that's what I was doing in Sydney as well. So I've circled back to my fashion roots, and yeah, so that's what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. That sounds wonderful. Well, Annie, tell us a little bit about yourself and your growing up story.
Well, I grew up in Boyup Brook, which is a small town not too far from here on the other side of Collie, a little bit smaller than Harvey. I'm first generation Australian. My dad was Lithuanian and my mum is Croatian descent. We lived in the house with my grandfather, my dad's dad, and also my dad's younger brother and sister, so it was a lot of us in one little house. Mm-hmm. And I've got two sisters and a brother, and so we had a really great life living there. We lived in town, but dad ended up being a farmer, so we had a couple of blocks that were just a bit out of town. So
what are the things about the Harvey area that you really think are special to you, Ethan?
Well, my family, because now not only Pippa lives here, but my older sister Becca lives in Harvey too, so I'm very lucky to have two sisters here. I have great friends that I've made in this town in the last 16 years, so I'm very blessed in that way. Mm. And also, I live really only a couple of blocks from Uduck Road, so I'm right in town, but my back neighbours are dairy farmers, so I can look out the back windows and see the cows and the paddocks and feel like I'm right in the countryside. It's beautiful.
Sounds lovely. Okay, so Annie, what are the main things in life that you enjoy doing the most?
I really do love to spend time with my family and friends. That's one of the main things I like to do. I like reading a good book. And also going on holidays. They are three great things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Annie, I love reading books. So can I ask what kind of books or reading do you do?
Well, it depends how I'm feeling. I do like to sometimes just read a trashy novel because that's just easy to pass the time. But sometimes I like a historical sort of a drama, and I also sometimes like a little bit of a murder mystery, so things like that. Okay. I do belong to a book group in Harvey, which is great because you only get to choose one book a year and everyone else chooses the rest, so it's a great way to find some new authors that you like.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay. So before COVID-19, do you think there were some things you possibly took for granted?
I think the main thing that I took for granted before COVID-19 was international and interstate travel. You know, I really loved to go on holidays. My dad sort of instilled that in me and my siblings. We love to travel, and travelling as a family as well. We've done a lot of travelling together. So I think the fact that you weren't able to go anywhere for quite a few years, that was the hardest thing for me. Yeah.
And what were the most challenging things for you during the last 2 years of COVID-19?
In the end, I think it was feeling a little bit hemmed in, although WA is a really large state. When we weren't able to go anywhere, I can understand how lucky we were, because we were probably the luckiest people in the world really living in WA. In the end, it was time to be able to go somewhere. But also there was a fair bit of negativity. And sometimes it just felt like COVID was the only topic of conversation. So it was a long, two or three years of just talking about one thing. People always had an opinion. So sometimes you just wanted to talk about something else, I think.
That's right. But Annie, can you think of any highlights for you during that period of time?
Even though I said that I felt a little hemmed in the end, I think the great part about it was being able to just slow down and relax. I think that was a real bonus. And also I started my business in 2020, so it was just really great time to be able to get that going, up and running without the pressures that I feel like there would have been if it was normal times.
Okay, so Annie, now we're going to play one of your favourite songs. Tell us a bit about why this is your favourite song.
I chose the song Opportunity by Pete Murray. I really came to this song came out when I was still in Sydney, although I love my time living there, I really missed my family and friends back here. So this song really inspired me to take the plunge and move back to WA, even though I didn't know what I would be doing or where I would live. I think it's just a really great song. It will make me think of opportunity even in the unknown.
Okay, so let's listen.
Chance may never come along. Hold on, now your exit's here. It's waiting just for you. Don't pause too long, it's fading now. It's ending all too soon. You'll see. Soon you'll see.
Any of your family members suffered directly from COVID-19, and what were those experiences like?
I haven't actually tested positive to COVID yet. Okay. So I was pretty fine about that. And the rest of the family, not too much. Yeah, obviously most people in my family have had COVID, but you know, sometimes, you know, and some people multiple times, but it just, each time was different, I think, and they've all got through it pretty okay.
Yeah, no, that's good. Mm-hmm. Apart from the direct effects of COVID-19, have you or someone you know had other side effects, such as a feeling of loneliness or isolation?
I think mainly my mum would have experienced the loneliness and isolation because she's a bit older and it's harder for her to get out and about anyway. So when, you know, her friends couldn't visit or didn't feel like they could visit and you know, she couldn't get out to, you know, some things got cancelled that would be her normal outlets. I think that she's the main one, really.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think are the main things that have changed for you over the last two years?
Well, I started my business in 2020, so that's the main thing. I had been working at Harvey Fresh for about 13 years here in Harvey since I came, which was a really great opportunity for me, and I really loved it, and I was really lucky to be able to make some lots of friends and have a good time there. It was time for me to have a change, and so I had left that job just prior to COVID and was thinking about what to do next, and so I had time to take the plunge. Mm-hmm. Take on the lease next to my friend Esther at Car Leak, and get my business started.
Very good. So with regard what's important to you, have any of your priorities changed during the last 2 years, and what would they include now?
I think the main thing to take from it from COVID was that it's good to take time to slow down and enjoy life, you know, and also take opportunities. You know, I don't think I ever thought that in my lifetime I'd be affected by something like COVID, how it did affect us in the end. Just to enjoy life. And if an opportunity comes up, just take it, you know, do it now because you don't know if that's going to happen again later on.
Yeah, of course. And so, Annie, what do you think has changed for the Harvey area and society in general during the last 2 years of COVID-19?
Well, in many ways, it's just really hard to believe that what we've been through now, that we're more or less out of it. It just seems... Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to believe. I think we've kind of gone back to pre-COVID life, maybe. It's hard to, you can't forget that experience, but it's good to be, to have the freedom now.
Of course. So do you think we are a more resilient society now than we were before the COVID-19?
Yeah, I'm not really sure about that. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not really sure how to answer that one. Yeah, I don't know what will happen if something happens again, but yeah, I can't really answer that one.
Yeah, no, that's okay. And so based on the your last 2 years experience of COVID-19, are you optimistic for the future? And what are some of your hopes and dreams in coming years?
Oh, absolutely. I think life is great. You know, there's so many opportunities and things to do out there. I've already been to New Zealand since we've been able to international travel, so there's lots of new places to go and things to do and, yeah, experiences to have.
Lenny, so thank you for sharing your story on Your Story is Our Community on Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM. And you've chosen another beautiful song.
Well, thank you for having me first, Andrew. It's been great to chat to you. And my song, the second song, is The Captain by Casey Chambers. I've loved Casey for a long, long time. I've seen her live many times, most recently at Country Sounds, just down in Brunswick in December. She just never disappoints. She's so grounded. I love how much she loves performing live with her band and her family. Like, it's all about the family and her having fun, which means the crowd has fun. She grew up on Nullarbor Plain, which is amazing, and just the most amazing woman. Yeah, just a great Australian woman. So this is, she's got so many songs that I love, but I just chose The Captain because it's just beautiful. So thank you.
I'm not as pretty as I was. I've kicked myself at times because I have lied. So I will have to learn to stand my ground. I tell them I won't be around. I move on over to your town and hide. And you be the captain, and I'll be no one. You can carry me away if you want to, and you can lay low just like your father. And if I tread upon your feet, you just say so, 'cause you're the captain, I am no one. I tend to feel as though I owe one. For my second wind, is there somewhere here to let me in? I asked. So I slammed the doors, they slammed at me. I found the place I'm meant to be. I figured out my destiny at last. And you be the captain, and I'll be no one. And you can carry me away. Just like your father. And if I tread upon your feet, you just say so, 'cause you're the captain, I am no one. I tend to feel as though I owe one to you. To thank you. see me away if you want to. And you can lay low just like your father. And if I tread upon your feet, you just say so. 'Cause you're the captain of